Married at First Sight. Chapter 3183. Abby gave Serenity a business card and said to her, "Ms. Hunt, this is my business card. It has my contact information. If there is any news about Evan, just call me, and I will stay in Wiltspoon for a week." Serenity took the business card and asked her with concern, "Miss Du, where do you live now?" Abby said, "Wiltspoon Hotel, a hotel owned by your York family." Serenity smiled and said, "Wiltspoon Hotel is one of the best hotels in Wiltspoon. You can rest assured that when you stay there, the safety level is very high. I'll call you later. All expenses incurred during your stay at the Wiltspoon Hotel will be mine." Abby said quickly, "Ms. Hunt, thank you, but no, really no, I can afford the room fee." She also came from a wealthy family, and the most important thing she needed was money. "Miss Du, I know you're not short on money, but you've come a long way and are a guest, so let me do my best to be a landlord. Just tell me where you want to go, and I will accompany you when I have time. You go have fun, and I'll be your tour guide for free. If I don't have time, I will arrange for someone to be your tour guide and take you to eat all of Wiltspoon's delicious food. Wiltspoon offers few tourist attractions, and the ones that do exist are all man-made. However, the food is very good. There are many old and inconspicuous restaurants where you can eat the most authentic snacks. Many young people in Wiltspoon didn't know it. Before she married Zachary, she knew this because she often went looking for delicious food with Jasmine in the streets. Who said they were both foodies?" Abby smiled. "Miss Hunt, well, I won't be polite to you anymore. I really don't want you to help me pay for accommodation and other expenses, otherwise, I won't dare come over next time, and I won't dare let you know that I'm coming." Abby and Evan were not boyfriend and girlfriend yet, and she didn't even know what Evan thought. She didn't want to owe anyone in the York family any favors. After Abby inquired about the York family's family tradition, she was very satisfied. She also knew that Serenity, the eldest sister-in-law, was a good character and someone she could get along with. That's why she chose to come to Serenity. If she could become a sister-in-law in the future, she wouldn't have to worry too much about conflicts. Seeing that she insisted on not accepting it, Serenity couldn't force it anymore, so she said, "Okay, but I'm going to treat you to dinner tonight, and you can't refuse." Abby readily agreed, "Okay, Ms. Hunt will invite me to dinner tonight, so I'd rather be respectful than obey." "Ms. Hunt, you are already busy. I won't disturb your work. Go back to the hotel first. Ms. Hunt will treat me to dinner tonight, so just call me." Serenity invited Abby to dinner, probably at the Wiltspoon Hotel. Abby was staying at the Wiltspoon Hotel, which was very convenient. Abby stood up to say goodbye, and Serenity stood up to see her off. After seeing Abby leave the company and enter the car, Serenity turned around and walked back. Alisa had come out of her office and was waiting at the door. "Saren, why did Miss Du come to you? Is she really not your love rival?" If it were Serenity's love rival, Alisa would immediately go to Zachary to settle the score. "He is not my love rival. Zachary is a good husband who cares about his family and will not create a love rival for me." Serenity defended her husband, saying Zachary would never take the initiative to provoke any woman. Others were impressed by his charm and admired him. Chapter 3184. Serenity said, Miss Du is here for Evangelist. Elisa, Evan? The fourth young master of the York family. Elisa knew all nine young masters of the York family, but the first three were the ones who impressed her the most. From the fourth onward, she was not impressed at all. When she didn't see people, she couldn't quite remember what they looked like. When she saw people, she remembered who they were. Serenity responded as she walked into the office, yes. Evan went to flirt with Miss Du, but he didn't give her a real answer. She appeared to be away, and Miss Du chased after him, just wanting an answer. The same goes for that kid. If you like her, then pursue her. If you don't like her, don't flirt with her. Serenity complained about her brother-in-law, Evan. The York family's men were all excellent. A few girls could resist if they took the initiative. Elisa gossiped, maybe Evan is just trying to catch her. Serenity, in that case, he succeeded. It seems that Miss Du likes him. Elisa curled her lips and said, how many women can resist the men of their York family? Her thoughts were the same as Serenity's. Is Miss Du the person Grandma chose for Evan? Elisa asked in a low voice. She and Serenity were cousins and best friends. Grandma May chose the granddaughter-in-law of the York family, so Elisa naturally knew about it. She was a little bit shocked, saying that Grandma May seemed to like her very much, but Grandma May did not want to choose Elisa as her granddaughter-in-law. However, Elisa was also very happy. The husband's family tradition she was marrying was the same as that of the York family. My guess is, but Evan said that she always had the same dream, dreaming that he was entangled with a girl. Evan's grandmother did not choose that girl to be her wife. So, Evan is very torn. He wants to be a filial grandson and follow the path Grandma has arranged for him, but he keeps dreaming about that girl and worries that he will not fall in love with the person Grandma has chosen for him. He's afraid that if he marries the person Grandma chooses for him, he will not be happy. He will cheat on her in the future or become the first man in the York family to get divorced. Elisa listened with great interest. She didn't know about it. Elisa analyzed and said, "Is there such a thing?" No wonder Evan is so confused. The candidate chosen by Grandma for him must be Miss Du. She seems to be a good match for him. Then if he takes the initiative to recruit Miss Du, and if he stays away from her, it's not because he is trying to get her, but because he is extremely entangled and doesn't know who to choose. Serenity said, Evan hasn't chosen anyone yet, otherwise, Miss Du wouldn't have chased him and wanted an explanation. Miss Du said she hadn't seen him for a while. When Miss Du wanted to forget him, he suddenly appeared again. He was very kind to Miss Du. When Miss Du encountered difficulties, he always helped her immediately. When Miss Du felt that she was going to fall in love with him, he suddenly disappeared for a long time, which made Miss Du very crazy. Serenity picked up the phone and said, I'll call Zachary and ask him to contact Evan and ask him where he is now. Whether Evan loves someone or not, he has to give them an answer. Hang on both ends like this, it's like stepping on a double boat. Both ends will be hurt by him. Elisa echoed, that's right, there must be a decision and a trade-off. If I were Miss Du, if he dared to hang me like this, I wouldn't even want to dump him.